I've put in the pulpit just to remind us of what happened at the end of this holy week. We're given a cross because of made of palms, because we remember that on the day that Jesus set his face towards Jerusalem, that actually people welcomed him at first, and they waved their palms very enthusiastically, believing that he would be a king who would come in and set them free from oppression and Roman rule and authority. Thank you. That's right, Richard. Do place them there. Thank you very much. But of course, that's not why he came. He didn't come on a white charger and a white stallion, but he came on a donkey, rather like the one or ones that we saw today, Jacob and Mjansum. I don't know why Mjansum, but anyway, that's okay. But that's what he did. He came in humility to do a particular thing. And it wasn't very long, but of course, before the palms that people were waving became fists. And they began to become infuriated, at least some of them, with the message that Jesus was bringing. Because for them it was an offence. He claimed to be God in the flesh. He claimed to be the one who could forgive, because he was God himself. And it wasn't a message they were willing already to receive. And so those cries of praise turned to cries of anger. As I was preparing for this week, it seemed that it would be good to have a cross in place for the whole week. And so I set to and found a piece of wood in the garage. Ordinary piece of timber, really. And a branch in the garden that desperately needed trimming back because it was sticking out over somebody else's hedge. And I thought, what could I do with that? And I began to chip away at this piece of wood here so it could be set in. And as I was doing it, I was thinking, yes, and you know, 2,000 years ago, somebody put together a cross for our Lord. And it was quite an interesting experience, really, just to go through that and to perhaps sense the emotions that were around on that day. Soldiers who were pressed into service had to make a cross. And of course, we know that Jesus would carry the cross beam himself until someone was pressed into service to do it for him, Simon of Cyrene. The cross is an important symbol for the church. And this week we're going to be looking at it quite a bit because it is so crucial and central to everything else that happened thereafter. There had to be this moment. Jesus said many times to his disciples, he said, you know, on the third day, the Son of Man, which is what he was also known as, will come. The people will come, they will take him, and they will crucify him. On the third day, he will be raised to life again. And his closest friends didn't want to believe it, and they got cross with him. Peter had a go at him a few times, and his other disciples too. They just didn't believe that this wonderful human being, who was so caring and compassionate, might be taken from their grasp at any moment. And they put it to the back of their minds. But of course it came absolutely and completely true. And on this day, 2,000 years ago, he set his face, as the scripture puts it, like flint. And you know what it's like? Sometimes you have to steel yourself to do something. Well, he was steeling himself not because he was afraid, but because in the flesh, because he was a human being as well as a divine person, he had to see through this moment and to be obedient to God's will. So he had to set his face like flint. I have to do this because this is God's calling upon my life in this world, to bring people to that place of salvation so that they might be set free. And it is a wonderful thing to be set free. And the cross is the entry point for all of that. That's why we turn our palms into crosses. Yes, they were for praise, but they actually become a symbol of all that it means to follow Jesus Christ, and an entry point into eternal life with him and in him and through him. So the cross is here today, and it will be here all week and maybe even on Sunday, but maybe festooned with flowers, who knows, because that'll be the new life bit. But initially we have to get through the pain of this moment to understand the joy of what is to follow. And I think that's true in life, isn't it? People, you know, sometimes we have to go through some not easy things in order to get to where we need to be. Sometimes we can't understand why we're going through the things we are. But God, by his graciousness, never leaves us. Always present, always caring, always looking out for us. So we won't forget that actually, symbolically, we were there with the crowds on the day, waving palms, welcoming Jesus into that place, into Jerusalem. But neither can we forget that actually we were there also on the day he died. There's a song that we will sing on Easter Day. We have been crucified with Christ. That's why this cross will be there on Easter Day. Because that's what's happened to us. When you become a believer in God and a follower of Jesus, that's where it all begins for us. We believe that we have been crucified with him so that we may be raised with him. First the pain, then the joy. That's what it was like for Jesus Christ. That's why our palms have been turned into crosses. And it may be that today as you come down for communion, you might just want, not leave your palms because they're yours to take away. You might just want to stop and just ponder that moment 2,000 years ago when actually it was the turning point for the whole world. The world that God loves so very, very much that he gave his one and his only son so that whoever believes in him, whoever, anybody, may not perish, but will have everlasting life. And that life is to be found in no other place but in and through his son, Jesus Christ. And it is a wonderful thing. What an amazing thing. So when you take your palm crosses away with you today, just be mindful, not just of Palm Sunday, but carry it with you throughout the year. Be aware of God's amazing presence with you and the life that he can bring through his son, Jesus. Be mindful. Have it somewhere prominent in your room. We used to say the children at school, put it near a light switch. So just about put the light switch on and you actually touch it. And a light may come on for you internally. God is present. God is wanting to work in your life. And just be aware, this is the turning point for everyone. The cross before the resurrection. These crosses are empty, not a crucifix, they're empty. So we are pointing to in the right direction towards the hope of the resurrection. But we do have to go through this bit. Take this home, use it, meditate upon it, draw strength from it. Because through the cross there is forgiveness and freedom through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's be still for a moment as we just give thanks to God for his amazing, wonderful grace.